Heavenly Father, help us to hear your voice and follow your will. Grant us a humble heart and the strength to obey your commands. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, Jesus. I know, Claire. Just keep doing what you are doing, but do not allow the enemy to frustrate you. He is causing a tremendous amount of tension in hopes that it will finally kill you. Take a deep breath. Let it out slowly. And with it, all the tension and frustration you feel. Let it go, beloved. There are some things only I can change. Let me do it. I receive your prayers. With an eye to fixing it. Of that, you can be sure. Now let's talk about what really matters. You are in heaven with me, and we are delighted to be in one another's company. My precious heart dwellers, all of you who follow this channel, my heart is set on holding you close and loving every minute we are together. This is Satan's worst nightmare. That is why you were heavily buffeted and kicked off YouTube. We're coming back stronger than before, and I will have my bride in my arms before the rapture. My road-weary and heavy-laden brides, you are going to be in heaven with me before the rapture. You need this from me. You need a change of perspective, a place to run, where you will receive refreshment and fresh living waters pouring through you and over you. That is why you will be seeing ever more of these encounters, not only through Mother, but also when you are alone, in silence, entering into your heart, where I will greet you and take you with me to heaven. As I have told Mother in a previous message, the world is a living horror, and I do not wish for you to be absorbed into it, but rather shun it and cleave to me through your heart, and I will fill you with the living waters. Not this poisonous sewer you have bathed your minds in. Enough. It is a vile concoction programmed by Satan to kill your hope and will to live. I am asking you to crucify your curiosity so that I may cleanse your mind and prepare you to go to heaven. If you obey me, I promise you that I will draw your loved ones into the chambers of my heart, where love flows abundantly, but you cannot mix these two sources. You will defile what I give you if you mix them. You have all been captured by the claws of a black panther who has an insatiable appetite for your soul. He is gorging on the roadkills of the Christian church as more and more hidden sin and corpses are discovered in the secret closets of the rich and famous ministers who have indeed fallen captive to Jezebel, who is lusting for sanctified flesh to devour and to take to hell. Wow, Lord, those are strong words. Indeed, the private quarters of my so-called Christians is teeming with unthinkable filth. As it comes out, the odor is enough to kill anyone who ventures in by curiosity and cause a separation between them and myself. It's the paving that leads to hell. Stay away from this vile scourge and do not mix its toxic contents with your journeys into heaven. As I have shared with you recently, My beloved was led away by her own pride and curiosity, and dragged this precious gift I gave her in the beginning through the filth of this world. She has come to her senses now and learned her lesson. I charge you all with the responsibility of praying for her to release more joy from heaven. As you do this, I will raise you up with my bridal joy in preparation for the day we will marry. Let this be a warning to you, my children. Do not mix the precious and the vile. I want you all to be a city set on a hillside that illuminates all around you with heavenly light. You will draw all men unto me if you do as I ask. This is an unprecedented time where even seemingly innocent Christian content is also being infused with darkness. Pray before you go on the internet. Lord, protect me from the devices of Satan while I am here. Be especially vigilant to obey the prompting of my spirit when it taps you on the shoulder saying, "Get off this channel." Do not take in this content, because some of it has been weaponized and compromised to use what is good and healthy against you. Pray for protection. Wear your helmets and armor. Obey my promptings. This is an enormous conspiracy to defile and compromise my bride as she watches holy content. Pray, I will protect you. At the end of a video, stop and listen to your heart and soul. Ask if defilement has entered in, and if so, repent and cleanse your heart, mind, body, and soul. I will correspond with the appropriate graces. I want you to be a shining city on a hill where no corruption or stain from the world is within you. I want you to be living as pure angels, loving me and not succumbing to anything impure. Your soul is sensitive. Assess how you feel after watching content. I will make you into a beautiful bride, ready for her groom, without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. This I will do because of your obedience. My mother conquered all the traps and deceits of the world and remained pure as the day she was conceived. Be you likewise. And that was the end of his message. We have our assignment from the Most High, dear family. Now let's live it.